With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Nightmare in Wisconsin.
The trial of Taylor Shabusiness. Accusations of first-degree intentional homicide, strangulation, mutilation, dismemberment, and necrophilia.
We bring you raw, unfiltered courtroom audio from the trial of Taylor Shabusiness. Nightmare in Wisconsin.
My understanding is the jury has a verdict. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
Anything to bring up before we bring the jury in? Mr. Saunders?
No.
Mr. Fraley?
No.
Very good. Then we'll bring the jury. Okay, be seated. Ma'am, are you the foreperson?
Yes.
And my understanding is that the jury has reached a verdict. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. If you would hand that to the bailiff then, please. First verdict reads as follows. We, the jury, find the defendant, Taylor Denise Shabusiness, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide as charged in count one of the information, dated this date, July 26, 2023, signed by the foreperson. Second verdict reads as follows. We, the jury, find the defendant, Taylor Denise Shabusiness, guilty of mutilating a corpse as charged in count two of the information, dated this date, July 26, 2023, signed by the foreperson. The next verdict reads, we, the jury, find the defendant, Taylor Denise Shabusiness, guilty of third-degree sexual assault as charged in count three of the information, dated this date, 26th day of July, 2023, signed by the foreperson. The verdicts appear to be in order. Do either of the parties request that I poll the jury? Mr. Saunders?
No.
Mr. Fralick?
Yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do what's called polling the jury. It's a very simple process. All I'm going to do is go down the line and ask each of you if this is your verdict. Your answer is either yes or no. I'm going to start in the back corner, ma'am. Are these your verdicts?
Yes.
Ma'am, 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 are these your verdicts?
Yes.
Sir, are these your verdicts?
Yes.
Ma'am, are these your verdicts?
Yes.
In the front to the right, ma'am, are these your verdicts?
Yes.
Sir, are these your verdicts?
Yes.
Sir, are these your verdicts?
Yes.
Sir, are these your verdicts?
Yes.
Ma'am, are these your verdicts?
Yes.
Okay, the jury has now been polled. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, for today, your tasks are concluded. We're going to start tomorrow morning on the second phase, at which point in the beginning I will give you some further instructions, and then we will get underway on that phase. The attorneys and I have a few things that we're going to need to take up before that phase starts, so I'm going to ask that you be in the jury room by 9:15. I want to start right at 9:15, and we will hopefully get our matters resolved ahead of that time. For today, your service is concluded. I am going to, again, read you a that instruction that I've done every day since you've started. Please do not communicate with anyone about this trial or your experience as a juror while you are serving on this jury. Do not use a computer, cell phone, or other electronic device with communication capabilities to share any information about this case. For example, do not communicate by blog, email, text message, Twitter, or in any other way on or off the computer. Do not permit anyone to communicate with you, and if anyone does so despite your telling them not to, you should report that to me. I appreciate that it is tempting when you go home in the evening to discuss this case with another member of your household, but you may not do so. This case must be decided by you, the jurors, based upon the evidence presented in the courtroom. People not serving on this jury have not heard the evidence, and it is improper for them to influence your deliberations and decision in this case. After this trial is completed, you are free to communicate with anyone in any manner. We are done for today. Have a good evening. We will see you tomorrow morning at 8:15 or 9:15 sharp. All rise for the jury. Is the matter regarding Dr. O'Donnell still a contested issue? I'm seeing nods from the state.
As of last night, yes.
So here's how we're going to handle this. I indicated to the jury that I want them to report at 9:15. Mr. Frelick, it's entirely up to you if you want to bring Dr. O'Donnell here tomorrow morning at 8:15 for me to hear from. But I'm gonna indicate to you the parameters of where that situation is. I've reviewed your memorandum, which is all I can really work with because this is what you've essentially said to me. This is what he's going to testify about. The first opinion is that Ms. Shabusiness was acutely intoxicated and impaired by acute methamphetamine use at the time of the alleged asphyxiation. The problem I'm having with that assertion is I'm not sure it's relevant given the status of the intoxication defense. So I'm not sure that having you here is going to assist you in that, but and I need you to understand where I am regarding that topic before you decide that's what you want to bring him here for. The next point is that the long-term and excessive use of methamphetamine has chronic brain damage consequences. The problem with that situation is I don't know that he is competent to diagnose chronic brain damage. So while he could assert that long-term excessive use of methamphetamine has chronic brain damage consequences, I don't think he's going to be qualified to testify that. As a professional, I can say to a reasonable degree of certainty used in my profession that Ms. Shabusiness has chronic brain damage. Frankly, I think the only opinion that's been asserted regarding her mental health condition as far as a diagnosis is bipolar, and that was done at Nicolet. And there's some dispute about whether that was an accurate diagnosis, but I don't know that one would qualify bipolar as being a chronic brain damage. So I'm concerned that if he's going to come in and start opining about that the connection won't be made. And then, of course, even if he is able to say that she does have chronic brain damage, the next step he has to take is that somehow that impacted responsibility. And I think there's a concern there as well. But I'm putting you on notice of that view that I'm starting to develop regarding the submissions you've made to me. The second bullet point is that long-term adolescent use of marijuana arrests brain development. Again, I'm not familiar with the diagnosis that any qualified psychologist or other professional qualified to make such a diagnosis has actually made in this case. I don't know that one equates brain development with bipolar. I've never heard that, but I'm not an expert. So the notion that you can opine that someone who uses marijuana as an adolescent might have brain damage, I'm not sure is going to be useful to this jury because we don't know if your client has that. And the next step is, how does that affect responsibility? And I'm not sure he's qualified to give that opinion either. The next bullet point is, Ms. Shabusiness was not treated with psychotropic drugs to control or mitigate her psychiatric illnesses. I'm satisfied that he's qualified as a pharmacologist. I'm not questioning his qualifications as that. He certainly reviewed his CV and listened to his testimony at the prior hearing, and he's a qualified pharmacologist for sure. But as far as psychiatric illnesses, again, the only thing that I've heard about from the testimony in the records is a bipolar diagnosis at Nicolet, which these other psychologists have repeated. So that the only thing that one could conclude from this assertion is that she was not treated with psychotropic drugs to control or mitigate her bipolar disorder. And then the question is, how does that impact responsibility? Many people have bipolar, so the next question you have is does someone who has bipolar, will the consequences be that you're unable to appreciate the responsibility in a criminal case? That's another concern I have with whether he's going to be qualified to even testify about that. The next point is psychotropic drugs do have efficacy in a large percentage of patients who take them. Well, I'm satisfied he'd be competent to testify about that. I'm not sure how that actually, first of all, how that relates to whether or not, you know, what she has been diagnosed with, how that would affect an individual by taking psychotropic drugs. And can he say how it would have affected somebody to a reasonable degree of certainty used in his profession regarding the impact of untreated bipolar disorder? That certainly might be within the ken of your other expert. And I do want to indicate you have another expert who might be qualified to testify about some of these things, but I'm very skeptical that this witness is qualified to do so. And then the final point is that Ms. Shabusiness' use of methamphetamine worsened her untreated psychiatric condition. So really, the issue is the impact of methamphetamine on untreated bipolar, and the impact of methamphetamine untreated bipolar on someone's responsibility to commit a crime. And I'm just concerned there as well that there's an inability to connect all of those dots with this expert. And so, while I'm willing to hear from your expert, because you've asked that, and I think the state is of the mind, we don't even need a hearing on a Daubert hearing on this, but I'm affording the defense an opportunity at 8:15 tomorrow morning. If you want to bring Dr. O'Donnell in to opine on some of this, but you need to understand that's the concern I have. It'll be a rather short Daubert hearing for this reason. This proceeding tomorrow is in the nature of a civil proceeding. And I'm pretty certain the judge is not even mandated to hear testimony at a Daubert hearing. I can do a paper review and make a determination. And so I can tell you that I've done that paper review so far, and those are the concerns that I have. And I'll want to drive directly at those issues tomorrow. I'm not going to want to hear about a lot of things that you know, if I can testify, I might be able to say a whole lot of things. I'm going to want to know specifically about my concerns. And if they can't be directly addressed, then I would be satisfied that he's not competent to give those opinions. Even though, again, I want to indicate out of respect for Dr. O'Donnell, I'm satisfied that he's a very capable and competent pharmacologist. But I'm concerned about some of these opinions, particularly when the psychologists who would be rendering the diagnoses that he is referring to aren't even in agreement on it. Nonetheless, that's where we're at. Let me just turn to the state. Mr. Saunders, questions on what I've indicated?
No, I don't.
Mr. Frail, questions on what I've indicated?
No, Your Honor. It's very clear.
All right, very good. We'll see everyone then tomorrow morning at 8:15.
All right, Kevin.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're listening to True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast continuous coverage of the trial of Taylor Shabusiness, Nightmare in Wisconsin.
Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage.
More raw trial audio next.